everybody. Welcome to Decision Point. This is Technology Insights for IT Leaders. This series is new, and it's dedicated to exploring the solutions and technologies shaping the modern workforce. Now, what sets us apart? Well, instead of scripted presentations or canned marketing pitches, we're going to engage in real conversations with the technology vendors, asking the tough questions that matter most to IT decision makers and administrators like yourself. Okay, our goal is to provide clarity and insights you need to navigate the options and make informed decisions about the devices and solutions that you put in place. Are you ready? And let's get started. Okay, here we go. Our first guest for this premiere is Tyler Troutman. Now, he works as strategic marketing development for Shure. Tyler, why don't you introduce yourself, and then we're going to dive into a new Microsoft Teams Room solution that you and the team at Shure announced just this week.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Greg. Yeah, I'm Tyler Troutman with Shure's strategic market development team, kind of roll up under the global business development team. And my job at Shure is to make sure that the voice of our customers is being heard internally at Shure with products that we're building and our workflows and our go-to-market. So voice of the customer is my main job here.
Somebody's got to speak for them. So I appreciate that, right? Well, that's good. Hey, so this week, you guys have announced a new product. So it wasn't that long ago that you talked about being working closer with Microsoft at yep. Ignite. You guys had several announcements, but this week, actually, you are bringing a product out to market. It is called the IntelliMix Room Kit for small and large Microsoft Teams rooms. Did I get that right?
Yep, perfect. We're really excited about this.
It seems pretty interesting. Now, this is a Microsoft Teams Room Windows solution, to have it correct, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so there's a lot in there. Why don't you do this? Why don't you first talk to me about what is actually in this solution? Because, you know, this is a new area for sure to actually be doing video in these rooms. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. Like I said, super excited that Shure is finally part of the collaboration movement that is happening now. We think that our solution can bring a ton of value to our end users and our dealers and everybody out there. And so, as you mentioned, there's some different components to this, with this being a Microsoft Teams Room for Windows solution. And so that all starts with our Foundation Kit. What the Foundation Kit is, a Shure compute device running that MTR, a touch console, but also all the accessories that you're going to need to be able to get all of the microphones and the cameras and everything included in one single box from one single manufacturer. And so, as I mentioned, that compute kind of has everything ready to go out of the box, touch console there to be able to control. And then, like I said, the software in the background doing all the magic.
Now, you guys are actually producing this this box. This isn't a partnership that you're doing with an OEM or something like that, right?
Well, nope. It's a true Shure kit. Everything is coming from Shure, obviously with the exception of the Hudley cameras, but we've been a partner with them for very long. But yes, the compute is a Shure compute, and the console is a Shure console.
Okay, so there's three parts. So what you guys call the foundation system you just talked about, that is the compute and the touch panel, right? Yep. That actually has integrated the native DSP for audio efficiency, if you will, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Shure has been known for, you know, now 100 years for fantastic audio. And it wasn't always just microphones. It's not always just microphones. It's also our software. We've had a software-based DSP that we've embedded into the Shure computer to bring a ton of functionality, but also at the end of the day, incredible amount of quality to the audio experience with us.
Okay, so we start with the foundation. I think the next part that you guys bring to this solution that's unique is also the microphone element. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so this is all going to be driven by our MXA902. And this is the first on the market microphone array that has the microphone array, built-in DSP features, equalization, all that type of stuff, and a built-in speaker all in one package. And so this can kind of be mounted out in the room over the table, bringing equitable audio pickup for everybody at the table, like I said, with both the microphone and that speaker coverage.
I remember this was launched last year at ISC in Barcelona. I had a chance to talk to Jose about this, actually. It's a phenomenal piece of equipment. The amount of power, the amount of compute, and the amount of functionality you pack into a single element. And the installation of it was pretty easy, if I remember correctly, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. It comes out of the box, remove one ceiling tile out of the conference space and replace it with this microphone, one single cable to it, and you're done. So once again, you're getting that microphone and that speaker coverage all from one package.
Okay, so we started with the foundation. Now we have the integrated ceiling array with the mic and the loudspeaker. How are you doing video? Talk to me about Shure as an audio company. How are you bringing video to this solution?
Yeah, as I mentioned, 100 Years Strong sure has been going, and we make the best audio. But we also recognize that there's incredible video manufacturers out there. And so we have been partnering with Hudley for many years now, and we recognize their experience in this space, and we were happy to partner with them to bring their cutting-edge video technology to our kits to make sure that end users and customers have the best experience as possible on both the audio and the video side.
That's good. You know, I like Hudley a lot. They're based out of Oslo, Norway. I had a chance to visit with them this past fall. They were one of the first camera manufacturers to really lean into these AI-forward technologies. Yep. I remember back when the Hudley IQ came out. I mean, yep. It was kind of odd market. It was very small, but they packed a lot of functionality in that camera as well, right?
Yeah. I remember those days, too. I was back in the old days when I was an integrator, and I was actually installing these. And I remember, you know, myself and my colleagues all being blown away from this tiny little camera in this very small package, providing incredible resolution and then, you know, field of view and everything. And so, yeah, from the IQ now to the L1 and the S1 and then the Hudley Crew, which brings incredible functionality to the room by automating a lot of those camera shots. You know, it's been incredible to watch them grow as a company.
Got it. Yeah. And actually, the thing also that they've done well is they have the larger camera solutions now, the L1. But recently, in the last year or so, they've introduced the Crew, the Hudley Crew, which is the combination of the multiple cameras for these larger rooms, right? And do you guys play into that whole portfolio within what you guys are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. From our smallest solution, you know, we have our foundation kit. Once again, that's the middle, that's the whole kind of system, a single 902. And then we have that IQ because we know this is going into a small to medium sized space where maybe the table might be very close to the display. And we're going to want that wide field of view to make sure everybody's captured in the room. And then as we work up through our solutions, you know, we still have our foundation kit. Once again, it's the heart of the system, single 902 and the 50 kit. And then we move to our L1 camera to be able to get a better shot of the room. And then for the larger spaces, we get two 902s for additional coverage. And then once we get to the big spaces, the reconfigurable spaces, that's really where the Hudley Crew system comes in. You still get two 902s, still the foundation kit. But now we can bring in, you know, the video AI features that the Hudley Crew has introduced recently.
Okay, so what we're talking about is here is a package solution all stitched together through Shure, but you're able to actually, with the right components, size this appropriately as you move up that value chain. And actually, I think you hit a really great thing I really like. Shure has always been very strong in those highly integrated large rooms. I call them snowflake rooms because they always have those challenges around audio or video, something like that. So this plays into that whole portfolio, including where you guys are really strong, right? In those unique rooms.
Yeah, we've always kind of broken rooms down into what we call the room pyramid, right? Like at the bottom, we have the large deployments of huddle spaces and small spaces. And as you grow, you get into the medium spaces and then the boardrooms and then, you know, the crazy unique spaces, the all-hand spaces, staratoriums, all that type of stuff. We've always done very well at the top of that pyramid, but we've always recognized the need for better audio as we go down that pyramid. And that is the goal of these systems, is to bring fantastic audio to every single size space, from the really large at the top of the pyramid, maybe very unique, all the way down to the small spaces.
Okay, so there we go. That is the overview of the kit. That includes how it plays into the different size rooms. I'm excited to hear this is coming out, but let me be honest with you. This is a crowded space. You are not the first manufacturer to come to market, especially in the Windows environment of Microsoft Teams rooms. So let's talk through a couple of things I think that Shure is hoping, or you tell me, bringing to market that's unique in what they're doing in that space.
Yeah, you know, we really saw a chance for innovation in this space. We came out with our IntelliMix Room, our software-based DSP, a few years ago, and that really kind of changed the game on how people were deploying advanced audio into these new Microsoft Teams rooms. And so what this allowed is for a native DSP to run on the exact same computer as your Teams room is running. And so this product has grown and we've seen some success with it, but we knew we could take simplicity to the next level by making our own compute and automatically, you know, natively embedding the software on there to make deployments as simple as an out-of-the-box experience, right? Advanced DSP with advanced processing, our advanced microphones, but just make it plug and play. And this software is the heart of that, by enabling, you know, all of that type of stuff to happen right out of the box. No need for configuration. Just pull the devices out, plug them in, and it's good to go.
Okay. Now, I remember when the software IntelliMix came out, I was really excited about it, and you did some partnerships with some other manufacturers in the market. But here, even now, tell me this. Is this a concern? It's a Windows device. Are you going to be stealing compute from what is needed to run the room itself? I mean, that's a lot of functionality in a Windows.
True, absolutely. And I will tell you from the very beginning, this was a big concern for sure as an organization to make sure that this software was as powerful as today's modern conference rooms needed, but to have a very little impact on the actual compute that's running the Teams room, because we know that's running a lot now, but also with features that are coming out in the future.
Right.
Microsoft is going to need a lot of that processing power. And so we've worked very closely with Microsoft on the software-based DSP, but also these kits to make sure that our software is certified and Microsoft knows about it. And they actually, you know, have approved it as a software that can run on the compute.
Yeah.
Knowing that we're not taking a lot of that processing power away from what they need.
I can only imagine that conversation right now, because that is actually a huge problem. The fact that as they were trying to work systems to become more efficient and lower cost, they had to look at compute. You know, there's solutions in market that are i5, i7, what have you. But the ability to actually have this advanced audio software running natively actually puts it right next to that application layer that also has the Teams environment. So you have really probably a nice handoff between what's taking place in the conference, in the actual video call, and that DSP software, I bet.
Yeah, and it's completely seamless to the end user, right? Like, once again, at the end of the day, we want to make this incredible software that enables fantastic audio utilizing Shure microphones. We want to make sure that Microsoft is getting fantastic audio for AI productivity tools like Copilot, but we need to make it an easy experience. And so, yes, the software is running in the background of the computer. The end user doesn't know about it. And it's as simple as when you pick your microphone and your speakers, you're picking our software-based DSP. It sees it just like any other peripheral that could be plugged into the PC.
Nice. Okay. All right. Let's talk about some other things I think that are worth mentioning. You guys have always been, like I said, a marquee company in those large spaces, right? And the thing about those is these are very difficult spaces to deploy and to work in. These have been very traditional. You actually serve two markets, the AV integrators, but you're also becoming very attuned to what the IT administrators need as well too, right? So how are you going to take this solution and make it work for what might be an IT administrator decision?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, simplicity is key to everything that we're doing now, right? We know that spaces aren't all designed the same. If we could wave a wand and get perfect acoustics in every room, this would be easy. But we know those rooms don't exist.
Architects won't let that happen, man. Come on.
I know.
Yeah, they want the glass walls. They want the hard textures. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have to be able to adapt to those rooms.
Yeah.
And so once again, that is where our audio expertise is really taking over. But we understand that in the past, audio expertise also required a ton of knowledge about how these devices deployed. And at the speed that we're deploying conference spaces now, we just can't stop and take the time to go through and know how to click all 800 buttons that we used to have to know how to click to make room sound great.
Right, I know.
But once again, that out of the box is really what we're going for.
Okay, so how are you achieving this? What is the Shure story around simplified deployment? What does that mean?
Yeah, so once again, trying to, by bringing all these pieces together into our own kit, we can automate a lot of the deployment. As I said, the Intellimix Room software being the heart of it all allows for a lot of auto configuration. So out of the box, we're just plugging devices in. The software recognizes it, knows exactly what to do with it, knows how to tune it for the room.
Okay.
By using the MXA902 in the room, once again, we're providing equitable audio pickup of everybody in that space. Everybody is heard at the same level and can hear the far end at the same level. You know, we talk about these long conference spaces where maybe our VIP sits in the back of the room, possibly a quiet talker. And like I said, now that we're leaning so heavily into Copilot and other AI software, it matters that, that person is picked up and heard, because the post-meeting transcripts and the notes and, the to-do lists and everything require perfect transcription. And so we used to talk about the day of like good enough audio. There are a lot of products out there that provided good enough audio. And now we're starting to realize that good enough audio isn't good enough anymore, right? We need fantastic audio if we're really going to leverage these tools.
Let me go back to this. So what you were saying is, we're not just talking about the Windows MTR configuration. This is unique Shure IT-centric configuration software that's available, right? That's great. Okay. It's funny you mentioned one thing about that that VP, that executive being in the back, he or she. It's funny, they get the fewest number of pixels on that video screen, right? But they have the most important thing to say. And it's important to pick them up, especially the buzz term is attribution. When you, especially in the Microsoft Teams environment where they're trying to be able to have identification of who's speaking so they can tie that into the transcripts, to tie that into the action items, tie that into the large value of Copilot, knowing that that person's speaking and who's speaking and distinguishing it between who else is sitting around them is a pretty important differentiator there.
It's crazy important. And as I mentioned, it's not just that this person is speaking, but what they're saying matters. And making sure that the clarity in which they're picked up is critical if we're going to be able to actually use these tools, you know, productively within the work environment.
All right. So I'm an IT administrator. You're telling me you can cover my key executive in the room, but also I've got some other things I'm going to be concerned about along the way too. I've got a high bar around security, and you've got to be able to cross that threshold. What is this security story that Shure wants to bring forward for this solution?
Yeah, you know, security has been key to the products that we've been making for many years. And that started, like I said, years and years ago with being one of the first to market with a way to encrypt audio traffic over the network utilizing Shure devices. And that technology has really rolled through, and security was top of mind when we were developing these kits. And so, yes, we work with Microsoft very closely to make sure that we're meeting or exceeding any of their security standards, utilizing, you know, the security framework that Microsoft has laid out. And so we've worked with IT managers to make sure that this is going to be meeting the needs of their networks and beyond, once again, going into the future. And we're confident that people will be happy with this solution.
Well, okay, so, but in the box you built, you've actually put a TPM chip, the platform module chip. I remember these as being integral within PCs in themselves. Yep. Is that what you're leveraging for what you're talking about, the encrypted audio and some of the other elements? So this is Shure uniquely leveraging hardware that it's putting in its own system to help further that story.
Yeah, as I mentioned a few years ago, you know, audio over the network was a little bit of the Wild West. And then people started to kind of realize like, oh, wait, like this could be a security concern if someone plugs into this network or something. And so this was before a lot of other solutions existed on the market. And so Shure leaned into, you know, our history to say, okay, this is our problem to solve. And that's when we came out with our audio encryption across the network.
All right, so you've got the security part taken care of. Now, the other thing on my checklist as an IT decision maker is what is the management story? I just can't have a bunch of boxes that I need to have a sneaker net walking around to every single room to manage and deploy. I've got to be able to do this. What are the management options that you're bringing forward?
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, security is a big concern, but if we have zero visibility of those devices, then is there really security, right? We need to know what's happening with those devices. And so we can achieve that in a couple different ways, right? Obviously, native support within Admin Center and Pro Portal is a must in the Microsoft community. But also, Shure has our own Shure Cloud, which will allow you to enroll our devices into a cloud platform to be able to manage everything from the compute all the way down to the microphones. And so, once again, depending on the size of the organization or how you want that management of that system to run, Shure has a solution that'll work.
Now the Shure Cloud, that's currently in market, and that's also being used to manage a lot of the audio portfolio as well, the microphones as well,
absolutely.
Too. So this is actually just bringing this complete solution into an existing, time-tested solution already out there. You're not launching a new management infrastructure.
Shure Cloud has been out for a little over a year now with a ton of success. And, you know, every launch, we launch more Shure products into it that are supported. And this product will be supported at launch in Shure Cloud.
That's great. That is great to hear. Tell me about other integrations that might take place there too. So I'm a large enterprise. I might be doing trouble tickets through ServiceNow or something like that. What are other partnerships or what are other value adds from your management point of view?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have integration capabilities into ServiceNow to make it if you're using that platform for any sort of ticketing or troubleshooting or, you know, it's any sort of advanced troubleshooting. You can lean into your ServiceNow platform to be able to do that. And we're going to be bringing more platforms on as time goes by.
Okay, great. Now, hey, here's actually one thing I did like, and I was previewing this ahead. I'm really impressed with the warranty that you guys are putting in market with this device. It's a 3+ year warranty to start off with. And I'm going to put it in context why I say that. as I talk to IT decision makers about Windows devices in conference rooms, a lot of time they tell me, well, what's the life cycle? Well, a typical PC life cycle for what you and I might be issued is somewhere between 3 to 5 years. So to have warranty that is covering all, if not the majority, of what might be that upgrade cycle is pretty amazing. I mean, how are you doing this? What's going on there with that warranty?
Yeah, I mean, you don't make it to 100 years without building products that can stand the test of time and last through whatever environment they're using it into. And so we've long had a traditional just 2-year warranty with all of our devices.
Yeah.
But we know that in the IT decision maker world, right, like having the ability to extend out warranties is incredibly important. And so we know that kind of going from that 2 years to be able to add on an additional 3 to bring it out to 5 years is incredibly important. And once again, we build these products with the utmost care, and we know that they're going to last a very long time in the market.
Well, okay. But what about the Hudley camera that's part of this too? Does that tie into this as well?
Yes, warrantied for the exact same amount. And that phone number that you call to get support, you call Shure, we're going to be there to not just service the Shure parts, but to also service the Hudley camera.
Nice. It's a very difficult phrase to say, but that one throat to choke is what you're describing. But what you're saying is one point of contact, right? One single point of taking care of all the elements within this solution.
Yeah, and that doesn't just cover support, right? Procurement as well. Like a lot of these kits that have existed in the market have been a lot of different manufacturers coming together or meeting the market model where, you know, the end user or the installer is still ending up with boxes from multiple manufacturers, and it's kind of on them to figure out what goes where and how it's supposed to integrate together. By bringing all of this kit to a single manufacturer, everything comes in one box. Instructions are very easy. Support, if you should need it, you call one phone number, and we're there to support the solution from your console to your compute to your ceiling array to your Hudley camera. We'll support the entire signal chain.
You are a good spokesman for that one. I like that one. It's good. All right. So listen, we covered what is actually in the box. We talked about why this box is unique, but help me understand something, or help this audience think about this as well. Why would they want to invest in Shure? Let's talk through the Shure story. You've been 100 years, but you've also been in professional audio for a part of that. You've started the UC Group several years ago. And of course, people know you when they want to go to audio, but why Shure?
Yeah, I mean, once again, getting back to that 100 years, you know, we started as a radio company in 1925, and then microphones became such a big deal. And so our founder leaned very heavy into that. And, you know, through the war and through everything, microphones really turned into the mainstay at Shure. And that's gone from wired microphones to wireless microphones. Wireless microphones that are on some of the biggest stages in the world are Shure microphones. So we're known for quality. We're known for reliability are our biggest things. And so we wanted to bring that same kind of quality and that reliability to the conference space, right? To the collaboration space. We know that there's a need in the market for fantastic audio, but also reliability. People want to know when they show up on Monday to have their meetings across their organization that the products are going to be there, they're going to be working, and they're going to sound fantastic. And so leaning into our history is the way we make that happen.
I love it. That's great. Now, the other thing I think about Shure is, again, we hit on all this before, is that you guys know large rooms. You guys are able to actually really do that. But what have you done that's changing that? How are you making this AV-centric space available to IT decision makers that might be looking at this?
Yeah, we've talked to a lot of decision makers. We've talked to a lot of IT managers and even AV managers, right? And everybody is comfortable with the certain size rooms. And then they would get to the large rooms, and all of a sudden that would become the difficulty. And that's typically where a Shure solution would come in. And we've done fantastic in those spaces. We've tried to make it easier. This solution really comes at the fact that we are bringing all of that technology, all of that lineage, all of that knowledge into, you know, all room sizes, from smaller room sizes all the way up to the large spaces. We want to make sure that our software and our audio solutions are delivering out-of-the-box experiences, not experiences where you need a technician or you need 25 hours of training. You don't need any of this. Pull it out of the box, install it, plug it in, and you're going to be ready to go. Once again, not just in that large space, but down into those smaller spaces where people are still suffering with poor audio, poor transcriptions, or poor interactions with remote employees.
You know, it's actually interesting. I did some research a couple of years ago. Actually, that's about a year and a half ago. And what we've found is that most IT decision makers, most IT deployments actually don't have in-house AV expertise. They actually rely a lot on their integrator partner, their system integrator, and what have you. And that's fantastic. That's a strong, knowledgeable group of people absolutely need to leverage. But in the moments that you might have a change or a tweak or something like that, that change in the audio, somebody moves furniture all of a sudden or something like that, and you want to make sure an adjustment. You're saying, I don't need to call my integrator anymore. I've got this available to me in the box. What is it, through the DSP, the IntelliMix DSP software that I can reconfigure?
Yeah, that's handling all the changes in the room. That's listening for room acoustics and pulling out any sort of, you know, reverberation or anything like that in the space. Weird noises that might be happening, chip bags, all of that type of stuff. We can remove all of that in the software. As much as I love AV, you know, and as much as I think this is a fantastic industry, I talk about the biggest resource that's hard to find on both the AV side, but mostly the IT side, is time.
Yeah, that's a good
IT managers do not have the time to learn a whole new skill. They need solutions that are going to show up and out of the box deliver for them.
I like that. Can I borrow that? I might use that as
yours.
Okay, good. I'm gonna integrate that into one of my next reports. Okay,
you
your most challenging resource, time. All right. Well, go ahead.
No, it is. I mean, time is the most critical thing. And if we can solve for that time dilemma, right? There's a lot of solutions out there that install quickly. And the time you saved on the install from certain products, you lose in the efficiencies that your employees are using, right? And so once again, getting back to high quality audio being key to leverage these tools, I think is the most important thing that we're seeing.
So does this play into this mecca, this story of total cost of ownership? Does this play into the idea that I have a solution that I can play across all these different rooms? And you're telling me not only through the hardware, through procurement, through just my ongoing daily maintenance, I'm going to be able to save on my cost?
Yeah, I mean, back to the one SKU to order to get everything that you need from the room, one phone number to call if you should need any sort of help to get it set up. But when we look at the conference space, right, if we get 20 people into a conference room and the audio is poor, the experience on the far end is bad, our transcriptions are inaccurate, Copilot doesn't know what to do with it because the audio is so poor, how much have we lost in time and efficiency and money and, you know, aggravation from our employees to have these spaces that don't work for them and don't work for collaboration with remote employees? So for the total cost of ownership, like, what is a good meeting? What is a meeting that actually produces results is the important thing.
Nice. I like it. All right. So I've gotten you with some hard questions here over the last 29 minutes. What I hear is this. You've walked me through a solution that actually seems pretty holistic. It's got everything you need within those SKUs, everything from the microphone, even speaker, to audio, the software processing audio. Great partnership with Hudley, so you have the best cameras possible. We didn't even go into that, but their multi-camera solution as well that you're able to bring to market and leverage as well too for those large rooms that work natively within the Teams environment. What's in the box is pretty impressive so far. I like that.
Awesome. Thank you.
We then talked about, I think the Shure story also has some pretty compelling points to consider, right? You are not a fly-by-night company, it's safe to say, right?
Yeah. No, 100 years means that we have a couple buildings that have been around for quite a long time, and we have employees who have been with the company for 40 plus years, right? This isn't a startup by any means, but we are bringing technology.
You are absolutely right. That's one of the things I noticed is that there are people at Shure that have been there 15, 20, 25 years. There's someone I've talked to, he's been there 18 years, and he still considers himself to be a new person because there's always somebody there less than him.
I joke around, I've been at Shure for a little over 7 years now, which I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. 7 years, I should be running a company by now, but at Shure, I still consider myself a new hire.
Oh, that's too funny. All right, Taylor, this has actually been a great episode. I appreciate it. You brought on exactly what we want to do with the Decision Point web series. The opportunity, let's put aside that marketing fluff. Let's put aside those canned presentations and allow myself on behalf of some of these decision makers to ask you questions.
Yep.
What's in the kit? How does it work? Why should I trust you? Congratulations. I think you answered all those with stellar examples.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard. When the solution actually delivers on the promises and delivers on the expectations of the market, it's not hard to talk about it. It's not hard to, you know, quote, sell it. We don't need marketing for this. You know, people just need to understand what it does and get someone in their environment and understand how easy we can make these spaces.
I love it. All right. Hey, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. Again, thank you for joining me for this premiere episode of Decision Point. Tyler, thank you for introducing to me the new Shure solution, the IntelliMix Microsoft Teams Room Kit. It's a very powerful solution. Everyone, Craig Durr with the Collab Collective. We'll see you next time on the next Decision Point. Take care.